Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Happy Talk About It Thursday. It is April Halliburton, founder and CEO of All for HR and Business Solutions, on the air with All for HR Biz for another fantastic radio show about HR. I hope your day is going wonderful. Mine certainly is. Mine certainly is. Got some things going on around the HR industry. And let me tell you a little bit about us, though, before we get started. So I am founder and CEO of All for HR Business Solutions. And if you don't know about us, we've been in business since 2009. Our virtual home is all4hr.net. And we are based out of Michigan, ladies and gentlemen. And so we have three divisions. We have a call center division. We have a virtual HR management division, which provides excellent HR, virtual HR services to companies, 2 to 29 employees throughout the country. And we have a job placement and recruiting division as well. You can follow us on Twitter at All4H. You can follow us on Instagram at All4HR, on Tumblr at All4HR. Facebook is All4HR and Business Solutions. We also have a Facebook group. If you are a small business owner, you will want to join our group. Meet other fantastic individuals, like-minded individuals that are in business for themselves. So you can join our Facebook group at All for HR Works for You. We are on Twitter at All for HR and on Google Plus at All for HR. Don't forget our YouTube channel. And we are on Pinterest at All for HR. So welcome, welcome, welcome to another fantastic Talk About It Thursday. We are here in Michigan, and it's kind of cloudy in here, and although I'm freezing, it's not that warm outside, but I'm always freezing, right? So we got some things going on. Don't forget about on Tuesday, talk is Top Talent Tuesday. So we have Management Monday, folks, which we have our Management Monday moment, and Top Talent Tuesday is when we feature our open positions. Wednesday is Winning Wednesday, and that is now going to be our nonprofit day. Yes, it is. Wednesdays are going to be our nonprofit day. Thursdays are Talk About It Thursday. We're on the show, and we are here every Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30. And Friday, well, everyone knows what Friday is, right? Fridays are our Freedom Fridays. And on our Freedom Fridays, what we do is we invite you to leave a HR question. It can be any question you like on our Freedom Friday HR question blog. Okay? And so when you leave your question there, we select a question every Thursday, and we answer it live on Friday mornings. How about that? And if your question is selected, you win a free gift from All for HR and Business Solutions. How cool is that? It don't get much better than that, folks. So you can, again, go to allforhr.net/, and there are tons of blogs there, but feel free to view any of them. But you want to leave a question in the comments section of the Freedom Friday HR question. So you leave your question, we pick your question, you win a gift, we answer it live on Friday mornings. So it's really cool. We're having some a lot of fun with that segment. And we're getting a lot of love from Ohio and Michigan. And we've had a couple North Carolina questions. So please feel free to go ahead and drop your question there. And we will, again, take your question, and you'll win a free gift, and we answer it live on Friday mornings. So May, you know, every month we feature all through the month. Ellie is our HR elephant, is sharing all kinds of tips to help you on that, on our feature topic. This month is, May is 6-Hour Workplace Culture Month. And so we're having a lot of fun with that. If you have not had a chance to, you can join us on Tuesday, 7 to 8 o'clock in the evenings, and we are on Facebook Live. And you can ask questions on our topic. Okay? So that is pretty cool. Feel free to stop by and ask questions and listen to other folks ask questions and get them answered. So work with me again. I'm still fighting with this cold. I want to tell you about some things that we got coming up, folks, when we get into the show. Great things that are coming up. And so this is Fix Your Workplace Culture Month. And so what we have going on here on the 23rd of May is our complimentary webinar. You know, we used to do a complimentary webinar. And this month is on conflict resolution. Great topic, especially for when you want to fix the new culture, workplace culture, right? So that's on this on the 23rd. Yep. The 23rd, 12:30 to 1:30. It's our favorite time of the day. So that is on May 23rd. And so we're really excited about that. You can sign up. We have those going around. You can actually sign up all directly on our website if you like. And on the 24th, we have special guest Jill Geisler, who is the author of Work Happy, the wonderful book about Miss Geisler. Jill is a wonderful, wonderful person, and she has she's a leadership guru, and so she talks about in her book very practical solutions for improving your workplace culture. So you really want to get that book. If you're a small business owner or an HR professional, you really want to get that book. It's a great book to have. Very, very handy and great information. And so she's going to join us on the air on the 24th, and that's from 12:30 to 1:30. And on the 30th, we have a free, a complimentary communication course. Now, the course is approximately 3 hours. It is complimentary, and we are talking about opening the lines of communication and making sure the lines of communication open up in your are open in your organization. And so it's a great course, a great complimentary course. You'll really enjoy it. And so that's going to be on the 30th, 12:30 to 1:30. And actually, I think we're going to offer two more just in case you're not available at that time. And so look forward to those coming out, the two additional times. But it's definitely set for the 30th, 12:30 to 1:30. Okay? And so we are doing that for you. What are we doing here? Yep, we are doing that for you on the 30th, May 30th, just before the holiday. So you take notes and then put them down and then pick them back up on Monday because it's going to be a long weekend. Looking forward to that. So what do we have going on in HR? We have some, Ellie has been doing a little bit of searching, and she has some HR positives that she has combed the internet and got and pulled for us. And so some HR positives are workplace drug tests remain at a 10-year high, which is absolutely wonderful. And, did overtime rule has been pushed to 2009, so it's been pushed out a little more. I don't know if that might be good for some and not for others, but in any event, it has been pushed to the next year. And Working Mother has recognized the best places for working women. And at the top of the list for 2018 are IBM, and Procter Gamble, Verizon, and I have it in Cape, I think it's KPMG. Get it? And this is the first year that they've actually broken down the statistics into specifically. And for the 2018 best places to work companies, 23% of their staff are women of color, which is a 1% gain from last year. So that is good to know. Great information there. So we also had we talked about the sacrifices last week, which was a really cute article that we got from our friend Charmorny. And this week, I'm trying to get us through 2018, because, 2018 is moving along, folks, absolutely. And so what we have is, like I said, the overtime law has, or decisions on that law has been moved out. That's a good thing for some, maybe not for others. And also in the news is while employees are not as focused on the ACA and the enforcement by the Department of Labor, our news is telling us that the things that are keeping our HR professionals awake at night are the impact of the Me Too, the hashtag Me Too movement. Fewer are concerned with ACA and federal enforcement, and the focus is now on reducing and stamping out sexual harassment in the workplace. Okay. Yep. So we've been talking about workplace culture or we are, well, that's our topic for the month. Oh, don't forget that when you leave your HR question in the on the blog, it does not have to be on what the focus of the topic of the month. It can be on anything you like, any HR thing that you like. But it does have to be HR, okay? So it absolutely has to be HR. Okay, so keep that in mind and keep that in mind and go ahead and drop your question. For your HR questions, so we can pick it up and answer it live, right? So last week we talked about some things some signs that your workforce is in trouble. Yep, we did. We sure did. We talked about that last week, and this week, we're talking about some strategies to improve. Now, if you have not joined our Facebook group, which is All for HR That Works for You, we have some. We've got a survey going around for you to find out what type of workplace culture you have. We also have. The 10 signs of workplace trouble that's in there. And so this week we're actually talking about some strategies that you can take that you can implement in your workplace when you see it's a problem. Because it's very important, folks, that you don't want to take the I don't know, I didn't see pretense when you notice or when someone says that these types of behaviors are happening in your workplace. Okay? So you definitely need to take immediate action to resolve them. Absolutely. You definitely want to take immediate actions to rectify the plan or rectify the issue. You don't want to let them get out of hand. So this week we're actually talking about some ways to improve. There are some sure ways. They are called tried and true strategies. And some of these you may can adopt unlimited time off. A lot of people can't afford to put that kind of policy in place. But it is one of at the top. And then implementing innovation days. And that's when everyone puts down their normal work schedule and teams to form innovations and prototype innovations that improve the lives and experience of their customers and employees. That's a lot of fun if your culture can adapt such a manner of improving your culture. Make sure encouraging conversation in your workplace is crucial to improving your workplace culture. And like one company called by the name of Empower, they put their coffee bar on the middle level. So there's only one coffee bar. So out of all of the floors, the three floors, everyone has to go to the third floor or to the middle floor to get coffee. And you know what that does, right? that encourages communication and interaction, because a lot of times, you know, we are in our cubicles at the, you know, at your, in your cubicles, in your offices, from the time you get there to the time you go home without, you know, going to the restroom. So that's a very good, strategy for increasing communication among the employees. Group fitness classes is good. That's something that's good for the team as well as for the individuals on the team. And one company at the brand and agency, one day out the month, once a month, the whole group goes for a cycle class. And that's great. And so 45 minutes is spent on a bike with the team. And it builds camaraderie and connection. Okay. Learning, aligning your company's values. Your company's values with perks or perks aligned with your company values. One company called Marketers Web Development, they give everyone a payday off on their birthday. That's good. Yep. Although, yeah, when I work, yeah, I don't work on my birthday either. It's a national holiday, folks. So, yeah, those are some ways to improve your workplace culture. And, you know, in the Facebook group that we have, we've had people in there that are talking about the different, you know, different things that they're encountering in their workplace, the different signs. And again, until you have that conversation with a lot of companies, they generally think that that kind of behavior, which is negative behavior, kind of gossiping and feeding back for us, they think, oh, that's normal. Okay? And so that's not normal. And when those types of behavior are in your workplace, guess what? They don't subside alone. They don't. You have to get rid of them. You have to stamp them out. And it's important that you, the sooner you do that, you know, the better. So you have to be really, really committed to that. You have to be really right. You have to be really, really committed to doing that, because it's not an easy task. But once so you want to make sure that you are stamping out those kinds of behaviors right away. Okay, and so in our group, we actually shared a plan for improving your workplace culture, and one plan is by forming, you know, forming groups that can work in support of your plan, the workplace culture, to improve your plan, your culture. You can't, it's not something that you can do alone. So keep that in mind. You definitely will need people on the ground floor, on the middle floor, and on the top floor that are all working together. When I say it like that, I mean it's a metaphor. You're going to need people in every aspect of your organization working together to champion to help repair the culture. So keep that in mind. So some things to keep in mind are to make sure that there is transparency throughout your company. You already have transparency in there. And so there has to be a certain degree of trust in the foundation for a company to grow. And having a culture of values transparency impacts the business positively, absolutely, and the employees, okay? And the best way to promote transparency is to make sure that the channels of communication are open for everyone, not just your top performers, your top management, but for everyone. Okay, that's very important. Reward in public and coach in private, okay? So, again, another key to improving workplace culture is to recognize and reward your top performers. And we talked about, last week, we talked about the various types of workplace cultures, and one of them is leadership workplace culture, wherein employees are groomed, they're rewarded, and they're actually, they are groomed to take on leadership roles. And in doing so, there's a lot of coaching and training. And you want to, I always talk about how important it is that you're not just saying thank you and showing your appreciation for your employees' hard, good work at evaluation time, but all throughout the year. Okay. Make collaboration in the workplace standard. I love work collaborate. I love when teams work together. When you can actually bring people out of their everyday environment and kind of, let them learn some new things. There's nothing that fuels growth more in an organization than the employees, working with different departments, taking them out of their comfort zone. So that's very important. Again, I am April Halliburton, founder and CEO of Offer HR and Business Solutions. We have three divisions, which is our Virtual Human Resource Management division. We manage from 2 to 29 employees. We also have a virtual call center, and our division and our job placement and recruiting division. We are based in Michigan, and we love HR. If you have not had a chance to, be sure to follow us on Twitter at All for HR, on Instagram at All for HR, LinkedIn, our Facebook group is All for HR Works for You, and we are on Google Plus at All for HR Business Solutions, Tumblr, All for HR, and LinkedIn, we also have a group there as well, which is All for HR Works for You. and or Pinterest. Okay. How about that? So I want to know how everyone is doing today. I hope your day is going well. Don't forget that on the 24th we have Jill Geisler, who's going to be joining us on the show, and she is the author of Work Happy. And so she's going to be joining us on the 24th from 12:30 to 1:30. She has some great concepts, and her book is awesome. It has very practical solutions for leaders to improve their workforce. Don't forget, on the 23rd is our complimentary webinar, Conflict Resolution. And on the 30th is our course, our complimentary communication course. You won't want to miss that. Right now we have it from 12:30 to 1:30, but I think we're going to add a couple more times. Last year we had our complimentary webinar. Last month was I Know HR Fool. And so if you did not get a chance to view that webinar, it is available on our YouTube channel, and it's also available on our website. That's what we have going on. On Tuesdays, we have Facebook Live from 7 to 8, and you know where we are every Thursday. If we talk about it Thursday, we know exactly where we're at. We are here from 12:30 to 1:30 on the air with All for HR Biz. So again, we've been talking a lot about workplace culture, and I hope we're sharing some information that you can readily use. If you have questions about improving your workplace culture, questions about identifying toxic, if you will, behavior in your workplace, why don't you shoot us an email? At allforhr at allforhr.net. Don't forget, you can live chat your questions at allforhr@allforhr.net. And you can call our hotline, which is 844-425-5447, extension or option 2. So see, we are readily accessible to answer your HR questions if you hopefully have completed all of your HR projects for 2007. You still have some lingering on, give us a call, 844-425-5447. Or that's all for HR, 844 for all four HRs. Okay? So we've been talking again about workplace culture, and it's very important to when you want to grow an organization. It's nothing more painful than having your vision or your dream stopped on by your employees. And it does happen. It absolutely does happen. So keep that in mind, folks. You want to grow your workplace, and you want your employees to be happy when they're there. You want to be happy when you're there. Okay, so on that note right there, um, let's find out and actually take a hard look at what is going on in your workplace, what kind of behaviors that you're seeing in your workplace, and begin and put the process together to fix whatever, you know, problems are in your workplace. It's very important. You don't want, again, to wait till things get out of hand. So, again, we've been talking about some strategies to put in place to help you repair your organization's workplace, your organization's culture. Implementing recognition programs is another way to, another strategy for implementing or to for improving your workplace culture. People love to be compensated for work well done, but they also like to be recognized. You don't always have to give them a gift. A lot of times, just a good, you know, a compliment, a simple thank you, heartfelt thank you, is all a person needs to reassure them that their work is not going unnoticed. You will find that oftentimes an employee will leave a company and take a pay cut for a place that they're simply treated better. Right? Team building outings is my favorite. Next week we're talking about our team building exercises. We're going to share something in our Facebook Live on Tuesday as well. Because I love team building exercises. Because you gain kind of, you know, with the competition and continuing education, they're just a great way, a very, very highly effective way of strengthening the loyalty bond and improving morale. And, you know, blowing off some steam at the same time. Competition is an effective way of employing, and that's friendly competition, folks. Friendly, okay? Right, friendly competition. And so people, they naturally work harder when they're competing. So, you know, that's just human nature. So, just, you know, friendly competition is good. Offering continuing education. I always talk about how, what a great idea it is to, you know, give employees a chance once a year to, for those that are going above and beyond, take a personal development class. Now, you may think, okay, well, that has nothing to do, you know, with us, our company. And the thing is that anything that you do that can make a person feel better about themselves, absolutely is going to benefit you. Okay. So reimbursing for tuition courses at a community college or bringing in experts to do a seminar on a topic are great ways to improve workplace culture through education. Pre-shift meetings. And so I'm a big fan of meetings. Just make sure that you're not holding weekly meetings just to be holding weekly meetings. If you need to hold them once a month, just make sure that the meetings are effective and not a waste of your employees' time. Ooh. Okay. So those are some great ways to improve your workplace culture. And they're, like I said, it takes time, but it's well worth it. It's absolutely worth it. Make sure that when you are implementing a plan for improving or repairing your workplace culture, that you have open, that the channels for employee feedback are open and you are listening. So you're listening to the feedback and you're encouraging feedback. You need feedback. Okay? Otherwise, the problem is going to get worse. So you have to, yeah, it's very important that you, you know, you encourage your employees to, and you should, even if it's not during the process of improving culture, your workplace culture, just in general, feedback is warranted, is needed from your employees. And you have to be approachable. And you have to be visible and open to employee feedback. Okay. Make sure you are sticking to your core values. And core values of the organization is the most concrete, the most reliable way to judge a person's disposition, to see if your words and actions go together. So if you are saying to your employees, look, we really need to, we see some things, some negative aspects of our culture, and we want to repair them, okay, but by the same token, you're holding meetings behind doors without including your staff and things of that nature, that plan is going to backfire on you. Your plan is going to backfire on you, folks. So keep that, make sure that you have your values in your, right, and that you're not only putting them on the website or in a nice picture on the website and in the lobby, but you're actually walking the walk. Because if you're not, it will reflect and folks will see. So that's what we're talking about. And we're talking about about a plan. You know, what do you mean a plan? Well, there's a plan for actually strategically repairing your workplace. So make sure that yourself, as well as upper management, is also walking the walk. That they're also walking the walk as well. Because again, if you're not, and if management is not, it will reflect. So when we talk about a plan for it, and we're going to talk a little bit about more about the plan, the kind of plan that you want to put together to put together to improve your workplace culture. I'm curious, if you have any questions, you can give me a call at 929-477-3185. Again, that number is 929-477-3185. If you have a question about workplace culture. Again, we talked about, it's important that you have improving your workplace culture and you need to have the support of your management and your executives. Everyone has to walk the walk. They have to support the change that you are striving to achieve. That's the only way. Your employees will see if you are saying one thing or management is saying one thing and doing something totally opposite. Okay. Your change will, it'll need training, communication, which is key, and mentoring. So you're going to need, that's why I said you need to have a team in place of individuals that know what they're doing, know how the company operates, how things go, how that particular, how each job works in case there's a problem with the way the person is doing their job. If you have teams in place, you may want to move some team members around if you can. Again, a lot of times teams get relaxed in their current role and they become complacent and to not really care about what the company is striving to achieve. They are there simply for a check. That's it. Okay. Review and keep in mind the organization's culture. You may even consider changing the physical structure of the company at some point to align it with the new organizational culture. When you say you want to replace it or improve it, you want to make it better than it was. You're not trying to restore it to where it was before it got the trouble began, but you want to make sure that you're consistent with it and committed to it, committed to the change that you see in your organization. Review your work teams. You may not have a lot of teams. You should at least have a hiring team, right? We talk about that. You should have a hiring team. So you want to make sure that your teams are setting goals and hitting goals and that they know the outcome of what there is expected of them through their job. A lot of times, employees aren't clear. The employers bring them in, put them to work, and they do minimal or no training, and then wonder why the work environment has become hostile. Well, when you are putting folks in jobs and you're not training them, and they are either taking time out from other employees, right? Other employees to train them when you should have trained them, or you should have put them with a buddy Well, I always say put them with a buddy when you bring on new hires, and make sure that it's a buddy that knows that position inside out, so that they are learning the job quickly and they're learning it effectively and they're learning to be efficient on it. Okay, so those things are very important. And again, we are have these shared in our Facebook group. And so if you have not had a chance to join our Facebook group, please do. You won't be sorry. And our group consists of a lot of business, mostly business owners. And, you know, that way you can meet some other like-minded business people, share some interests, you know, build some relationships. That kind of good stuff. Right. So we're talking about fixing the workplace culture all week, and we're gonna have a draft plan in the group tomorrow, finishing that up. And next week we're actually talking about team building, because team building is a very essential part to repairing the workforce or workplace, definitely. Teams help to build camaraderie. There's a certain degree of loyalty that's commanded by teams. And, you know, it's important that you have your team so that they can show other teams how it's done. Okay. So I am April Halliburton from All for HR, founder and CEO of All for HR and Business Solutions. I thank you all for being here on this wonderful Talk About It Thursday. And don't forget, we're going to have Jill Geisler on the show on the 24th. We have some other neat guests that are coming up. We're just finalizing some dates. And we are excited. I want to tell you that if you have some great HR news in your organization, you have a new program that's working real good, working great, or something of that nature, be sure to share it with us. And you can email us at offerhr and offerhr.net. If you want to promote something, you can also do so on the air. We can promote it for you. But even more importantly, we encourage you to call in on the show with your HR questions. Now, if you missed today, don't forget, we'll be back on, we'll be on on the Top Talent Tuesday. Tuesday nights is 7 to 8, Facebook Live. And that's right there on Facebook. All you do is offer HR Business Solutions. And if you have not had a chance, be sure to drop your Freedom Friday HR question on the blog, on the offer HR, on the, yeah, it's the blog, but there are several on there, but the one that you want is the Freedom Friday HR question, and you can drop your question on the comment section. And we'll pick your question up, and we select a question, and we answer it live on Fridays. Be sure to visit our virtual home at allforhr.net, all4hr.net. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at All for HR, or on Instagram at All for HR and Business Solutions. We are on LinkedIn at All for HR and Business Solutions. And we're on Google Plus at All for HR and Business Solutions. So be sure to drop by, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, And on Pinterest. We're also on Pinterest. So we're easy for you to find, folks. Yeah, easy to really find. We also have that don't forget about the confirmated webinar on the 23rd. On the 23rd, our guest, Jill Geisler, on the 24th, and then our complimentary course on the 30th. And there you go. So we got some things going on this month. We are getting ramped up, folks. We are excited. I'm so happy to have another Talk About It Thursday with you. Next week, I want you to call in with the questions, okay? And join us on Tuesday, 7 to 8, for our Facebook Live, okay? Or back right here. Next Thursday. Yep. Next Thursday, we'll be on the air with All for HR Biz, 12:30 to 1:30. It has been wonderful. Happy to talk about it Thursday. Have a great HR day. Thank you for being with me in this social sore throat. Keep warm, folks. I'm freezing. I enjoyed you all, and I can't wait to do it again. Make sure you visit our virtual home, and have a great HR day. This is April Halliburton, founder and CEO of All for HR, signing off. Have a good one, folks.